and welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl, O. How's it going, my good peeps? Oh boy. I am actually really simultaneously excited and nervous to make this episode because it's about all things that could truly sum me up as a person. Awkward. Yes, I'm talking all things awkward, and even better, like a better description, all things cringeworthy. I am not the only person who experiences awkward moments in life, and there are some people who like play things off so cool, calm, and collective, and I truly admire like how you just have a grasp on things, like you just have a handle. And that's like possibly one of many goals of mine, because I'm a person who, if I'm in an awkward situation, I default to awkward to make it more or less awkward. And I literally mean more or less. Sometimes it works out in my favor. Other times, epic fail. And I just scurry off and act like it didn't happen, which is like another layer of awkward. So to really dig into this episode, I decided to put on my pimple stickers. Yes, because, you know, with what I like to call a second wave of puberty as an adult, this is what I go through when I'm stressed and enduring awkward moments. So get into the look, you guys. This is it. This is what I'm going for. So in this episode, I'm just going to be talking about a lot of awkward moments, like things that happen. And I didn't come up with these things or topics on my own. I talked to my congregation of best friends, and I should really say best sisters, because as someone who is an only child with like a sister cousin, I adopt every single person that has made such an impact in my life. And they are now my sisters. I have 9 sisters and a sister cousin who is above all the absolute best and someone who I admire because she just handles awkward situations so gracefully. Love her. But the congregation that I sat down with that helped me to create these awkward moments, or at least acknowledge them when they do happen, one that I personally have experienced myself is running into a stranger. Literally and physically running into a stranger. There are times where I'm not even in my phone. If anything, I'm in my head. I'm like in a state of delusion. I'm just making up scenarios. I'm just living my life. Oftentimes I do have my headphones and listening to a song, and I will literally walk like full on into a person, and I'm like a smooth 5'0". And there are times I walk into people who are like a whopping 5'9", 5'10". And it's like, you're like a brick house compared to me. And I'm just walking like, boom, like dead on into people. What is wrong with me? Yo no sé. I have an extra like set of eyes to avoid these situations from happening. And even then, here I am, literally walking into strangers. It's a good way to meet people though, because then you kind of create this dance. Like once you walk into them, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Then it's like, you want to move to the right, but they want to move to like their left, which is also like your right. And it's like, oh, who, where are we going to go? And now it looks like y'all are trying to be a draft pick for like the NBA or something. You're just trying to cross each other up, and it's like someone has to stop and let the other person go, but it's like, no, we can turn this into the tango if you have time. But clearly no one does, because one of us is in a rush, i.e. me. I'm rushing to go somewhere, but I had enough time to run into a stranger. So that's kind of awkward, you know? I will say it hasn't happened in a couple months. That's progress, you know? Really proud. That's really good. But let's get it down to 0. Let's get it down to none. None is the goal. That's the line. That's the ceiling that we're trying to get to. And further. Another awkward moment, and I know many people can definitely relate to this, is paying a compliment that is unheard or unreceived. Let me tell you something. If I see a striking person with their hair is on point, their fit is on point, the shoe, whatever may be about their aura, the essence, their being, whatever it is, if it is a look, a concept, a fad, something, I'm gonna pay you a compliment. I have actually rolled my window down for people and be like, hey, you look mad pretty. Don't let no one tell you otherwise. Like, I am that gal. Like, I'm the one to do it. But there are times when you pay someone a compliment and it goes unheard. It is unreceived. And it's like, it's just gone in the wind. It's like it didn't even happen. And now you're sitting there just watching your compliment fly by. And it's like, oh no, our table, it's broken. It's like, oh, yikes, what do I do? You try to catch it and try to put it in your back pocket, but no, it's gone with the crosswind as they're passing by. And that's okay, because it's not like your compliment hasn't gone unnoticed. I mean, to them, it's gone unnoticed. But you know, God heard you. So he's gonna make sure someone else they run into pays them the same compliment. You know, it's gonna come back to them. But just know you did it first. And that's okay. I just don't want anyone to think like you are the only person that happens to, because it's not. I tried to pay a compliment to a lady this past weekend. And baby, she was on point. Hair on fro, jacket on denim, like bag on Telfair. Like she was out here looking fly. And I was like, yes, sis, I love everything about your fit. And she walked on by, because under the fro were headphones. She could not hear me. Nope, that was it. And that's okay, because God's gonna find a way to get my compliment to her. And I'm excited for when she does receive it. But until then, awkward. It happened, and we're gonna let it go in the wind, just like the compliment. Yikes. Another awkward moment that was brought to me from one of the individuals in my congregation. So this doesn't even have to like happen on a date. This could just happen even in the comfort of your own home. Like, let's just say you are out somewhere or in your space and you just got cute for you. You out here or you in here and you look good from head to toe or from head to waist, because who's wearing pants in a pandemic? Asking for a friend. But like, you just got nice and you were feeling yourself a little bit. You was drinking a little wine or something, and then you spill it on yourself. But it's not like anything caused it. It's like there was a gust of wind, or like you kind of like oversipped and it's like, ooh. And then you like dribble it on yourself, and now it's like this random streak of drink just down the shirt. And don't let it be white. Don't let it be a white shirt. Fence it. Fence it, Jesus. You'd be upset. You'd be devastated. You'd be looking for the shout, like, immediately. It's like, nope. Take me home. Take me to the laundry room. I'm spraying it. Like, there's no way I'm going to be like this. I'm calling an Uber. I'm calling my mom. Like, I'm not going to stay like this. It's a no for me, dog. It's so awkward, especially like if you actually are on an outing and you can't really escape that. What do you do? What do you do if you don't have a jacket? What happens here? I would be devastated. I'm packing up. I'm calling it a day. It is a wrap. I'm done. I'm gone. And that's okay for me, because I'm not going to stay like that. Not I. Oh, you got the right one at the wrong time. Just a perspective. Something else, or another situation that can be very awkward when your flirting turns into a fail. Ooh, that is across the board so awkward. Like, this information. What do? Just imagine you sitting there getting real smooth in the talk, batting your eyes, right? You know, getting into the groove, and then they not picking up what you're putting down. Or they're not paying attention. Or what if it's just like the person is, you know, already claimed? What if they're just nonchalant? What if they're just an airhead and they are out of control? Like, what do you do in these moments? Like, it's just gone. Like, all the smooth talk, all the lines you drop in, it's not a waste. You just gotta kind of collect them back and put them back in your pocket and hope for the best that you have another chance to use these. But I mean, the best way that you can think about those situations, like, oh, this was a practice run, you know? I was just trying it out to test the waters. Maybe it was for that one person. Maybe if you try it again, it just don't hit the same. And you mad because it should have hit the first time. Deep sigh. I'm upset in the moment. This hasn't even happened to me. But it's just something to think about. Oh my gosh. Like, what if someone's trying to flirt with you and you missed the mark? Like, you missed it. It was just like, oh, wow. Now you staring at me with a stale face. I'm staring at you with a deer in headlight face. We are not the same. We're not on the same page. We looking real different. Yikes. Like, what? That's so awkward. That's so awkward. Oh, I'm cringing just thinking about it. Oh my God. Okay, let's move on. One awkward thing that can happen, of course, out of many things that we're gonna list today, I feel like this kind of plays out in different social settings and amongst different groups of people. Just follow me here. Let's say you have run into a colleague, an old acquaintance who is of other nationality or ethnicity of you. Like, all, like, diversity on shuffle here. Like, we have multiple people in a room of all origins and backgrounds and what have you. We love to see it. We love to hear it. What we don't love in the awkward moment is when y'all ain't even playing rock, paper, scissors. Y'all are playing shake hand, high five, or fist bump. And y'all go in for different things. Like, you go in for a high five, or they go in for a fist bump. Or you go in for a shake, and they give you a high five. Like, it's just things on shuffle. Greetings on shuffle. It's like, ooh, dap me up. But it's like, oh, high five, bro. It's like, oh. We're not on the same page. Greetings on shuffle. So awkward. Like, how do you come back from that? Like, do you, like, grip each other, like, past the wrist and, like, just come together and shake? Like, what do you do in those moments besides, like, look each other deep in the eye and be like, who went wrong? Like, y'all should have came to an agreement before reaching in. Like, were you actually paying attention to whose hand was forming what? It's so awkward. And then don't let people watch. Oh, then you have an audience. Oh my gosh. I'm just scrambling in the mind just thinking about this. This is just so much. It's just so cringing. And then I think to be on the other side of it, to actually be in the audience and it's happening, whoa. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, you guys didn't rehearse this. It's like, oh, is this like your handshake or something? No, this is impromptu. Nobody knows what's going on. It's just awkward. It's awkward because there's no escaping it either. You kind of just have to start a conversation and just change the pace or change the direction of how things are going. But regardless, it's awkward. Yeah, something else that I actually thought about, one of my many favorite people of this congregation, because I also suffer with this as well. Social cues versus being socially awkward. Now, as someone who is very social. Like, when I kick into the, like, extroverted side of my ambivert, I am out here. Like, I am on 10 times 10. But there are times where it is hard for me to read a room and I'm just in the mix of it all. Like, I am into the thick of it. And things could just be happening and I'm not paying attention. And sometimes you just have to learn how to take a step back and read a room. But when you are in it, you get lost. You're just drowning in the hype and the excitement. Oh boy. And things could go downhill, but you're still uphill. And you don't take a chance to look down the hill and be like, oh, this is happening. And then by the time you're paying attention, things have transpired and you're just like, you sound like Tina from Bob's Burgers. Like, what do you do? Whether someone lost something and everyone's like, hey, I'm trying to find my stuff. And it's like, no, let's go. And it's like, are you not looking? Are you not looking both ways before you cross the road? Like, did you not knock before you enter the... Are you paying attention? Where is your awareness? Identify it. Where you at, though? Oh my gosh, it's so awkward. And don't let somebody lose something in a room and you're not paying attention. It's like, oh, well, you took it. It's like, whoa. I was minding my business. It's like, well, you weren't paying attention. I was like, no. I was paying attention to my business. But even then, at that moment, you should have read the room. Now they think you a culprit. Now that's even awkward because now they look stupid because they're wrong. But you also feel kind of bad because it's like, dang, I could have helped you and been a part of the search party. And now you're not. Yikes. That's just a perspective. And I know that was real rabbit hole-ish. But I had to paint the scenery for you guys because sometimes things are just awkward. And as someone who has lived, breathed, and been awkward, even now, there are umpteenth situations where it's just so odd to be in. And some way, somehow, I find myself in them. You know what? Okay. Here's one situation. It was really awkward. So, one time I was traveling and... It's a great story. Originally, I was like sitting at the back of the plane. I was in like row 28. And this girl and this guy, they get all the way back there and I'm in like the middle seat. And the girl is like, hey, I have the window seat. And I was like, okay, great, let me get up. And she was like, well, I have a question for you. My boyfriend and I were not sitting together and I wanted to know if you wanted to take the exit seat. I was like, girl, say less. I hope you have a safe flight. I wish you all the best. I'll see you when I land. I asked the guy who was sitting at the end. I was like, excuse me, sir. My seat is in the front. I got out there and went right up to the exit row. Ecstatic. Elated. Couldn't tell me nothing. I was living large. So I get up there and there is a gentleman sitting in the row with me. It's just the two of us. I was like, cool. We living. He's vibing out. I'm chilling, minding my business. But something about me... If you start a conversation, being a conversationist, I'ma finish it. And I'ma entertain you, because that's just who I am. I have a personality. So, funny enough, I was actually like on the shuttle going to the airport with this guy. So I was like, oh, what are the odds? We're on the same flight. Like, go figure. Mind you, guy was looking fresh. He had on like this real clean raincoat, like matching to the T, had this Louis Vuitton duffel bag. I was like, oh, my man's is fly. I peep game because I strive to be fashionable. That's the goal. So I'm sitting down chilling. He was like, oh, we've been traveling the whole time together. I was like, you know what? I peep that too, but I didn't want to be weird and say nothing. But since you're breaking the ice, let's make it crushed. Like, hey, how's it going? How you doing? Are you excited for your flight? I'm excited for mine. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm going out of town to meet my friends. We haven't seen each other since the pandemic. I was like, oh my gosh, you're going to have such a great time. It sounds like fun. You know, what are y'all going to do? He was like, oh, you know, we may go to this restaurant, go to that restaurant. I was like, okay, great. I don't really know much about the city, but y'all should go here, there, and there. Cool. So now me, being new, to the district, I was like, since, because we got to a point in the conversation where you told me it was a native, I was like, do you have any additional free suggestions for me? Because I like to explore. I like to do stuff. I get my steps in. And it's not because of my watch. It's because I enjoy getting my steps in. I like exploring. But I like, you know, city exploring. I don't mind being outdoorsy, but with limitations. Well, another time. Back to the story. So he was like, yeah, you know, you can like walk around the city, blase blah. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't really want to brunch. Like, brunch is cool, but I enjoy brunching when I like have friends. Like, I'll take myself out to a restaurant, fine, that's cool, but what are enjoyable, like, you know, sceneries and stuff? I was like, I would like more free things in my life. And I told him, I was like, I don't want to see the monuments no more. Like, I'm tired of seeing stones of white men. There's like the one stone for the one black guy. Like, I want to explore. He was like, oh, well, have you seen the monuments at night? I was like, no, that's actually kind of new. I haven't. And he was like, oh, yeah, you should check them out at night. They're real nice with the lights, da da da. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now, he was like, yeah, you know, it'd be nice if you went down. He's like, well, you know, don't go by yourself. And I was like, well, you must have a friend for me, because you've been telling me I should go at night. But I'm like, it sounds like I'm going to get snatched up. Like, one of these monuments going to get to shaking and moving and snatch me up. Like, I'm gonna go see Lincoln. He'd be like, all right, my turn to walk now. And I just get snatched up by 7 years ago. I'd be upset. So I was like, oh, so you must gonna meet up with me when you get off work. And he was like, oh, I don't think the missus would like that. And I was like, you right, she probably wouldn't. Okay, cool. So now me just being a conversationist, I'm gonna keep it going. I was like, oh, so have you and your wife walked around at night? Like, and I'm trying to figure out what her experience was like, you know, what does she like to do? Because, you know, guys like doing some things and, you know, women like doing other things. And he was like, oh, you're real peculiar. I'm a conversationist. I don't have an issue with talking about your wife, but now you're making it a problem. This is now awkward. And it's not even because of me. I'm willing to talk about your wife. You're being a weirdo, because I would like a woman's perspective. But no, you getting ready to hang out with the boys, so maybe you don't want to talk about your wife. Fine, live your life, sir. But I just felt like that was so weird to me. I felt like I read the room, and I was like, oh, he's married. Okay, cool. What does she like to do? Are there any places that you take her specifically, like when you're not with the kids? Like, let me know. I am literally asking for suggestions for a friend. Me, I am the friend. So yes, that was my awkward moment. I guess I did not read the room accordingly. And that's all right, because we're gonna try again. Never again. No, opt out, unsubscribe, we're done. I will say this. My flight coming back, I was also sitting next to another young gent. I didn't even try to start none, because I was like, look, I don't need any more awkward conversations. But he was watching a pastor on YouTube, and then he asked me if I watched said pastor, and I was like, no, actually, I be watching Pastor Mike on Transformation Church. He was like, yeah, bet, yo, P Mike is lit. And then we started bonding on that, truly by chance. I'm glad the Lord was there, because I didn't need any more socially awkward moments. Like, I was done. And granted, that flight turned out well. Like, we literally talked the whole time. But like, by God, if I would have just let that one socially awkward moment happen, I wouldn't have met another beautiful soul. I promise you. So yes, sometimes breaking the awkwardness with awkwardness works. Sometimes it don't. So, you know, choose your awkward wisely. Use it to your advantage. I'm just saying. And don't let nobody make you feel bad about your awkward if being awkward is your opt out. Just putting that out there for my fellow awkwards out there. We stand together through awkward and beyond. It's okay. One day we will not be as awkward. Okay, I'm gonna get off. I'm getting off my soapbox soon. But yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge, like, sometimes, you know, being you, being yourself, could be awkward for someone else because they don't know what to do with your energy. And that's okay for all parties involved. It's a learning experience for all parties involved. For yourself, you realize, okay, this is how I'll handle the situation next time. For that person, they've learned, oh, there are different people out there. Yes, sponge it, friend. Not everybody is in a shell all the time. As someone who's an ambivert, who can be in her shell, I get it. But even then, moving on. Another cringeworthy moment, and one of my dearest sisters in my congregation pointed this out. Having your face touched, or even your hair touched, being touched by strangers, by people who are of the unknown. Why are you touching me? Why are you in my space? First and foremost, we are still in a pandemic. We are in a Venn diagram. We are in a Pentecostal. We are in a panorama. Why are you beyond 6 feet close to me? Why? I just want to stand. But even then, why are you touching people's faces? Why? You don't know me from a can of paint. And then it's like, you can say, oh, back up, or oh, excuse me, or even try to be polite, like, oh, no, thank you. And then people want to get offended. It's my face. I'm just curious. People want to touch people's hair. Why? They were like, oh my God, touch. Whoa. Did you wash your hands? Do you believe in hand sanitizer? Why are you so close? I'm scared. I'm concerned. Bad back. No. Expeditiously. Bad back. I just need to make it clear for somebody. Someone needs to hear that. Feel it through your soul. Feel it through your spirit. Bad back. Don't touch nobody. Don't, even if the people that you do know, don't touch nobody. Consent is necessary in all angles. Don't touch nobody. Please, keep your hands to yourself. We learned that in like pre-K kindergarten. Keep your hands to yourself. Why are you touching, especially people's faces, Jesus. Especially the youth, the children. They also deserve respect, even though they cannot speak, it is still deserved. There's some people who are like, oh, respect is earned. Okay, fine. In a disciplinary sense, I will slightly tolerate that and not even get into that right now. But on a personal level, respect is given, period. Because if it was you, you would not like that. You would want to throw hands. No. Don't touch nobody. Touch nobody's face. Oh, okay. Yes, it is awkward. It's awkward. Oh my gosh. Have you ever received an unsolicited hug? I don't even want to get into that. But when I tell you, it's so awkward. As someone who likes to keep the peace, don't be hugging people you don't know. I just had to get real serious. Don't do it. It's gross. Even through the Venn diagram, Okay. I think I've captured as many awkward moments as I can without cringing into myself, even in this episode. Y'all, your girl is spazzing. I'm like literally freaking out right now because it is just, I'm cringing. Ugh. I just need to wash off the awkward. I can't, y'all have no idea. But if you ever endure an awkward situation, be awkward full on. Either be awkward into it or be awkward out of it. Or if you want to break the cycle of awkward, you can acknowledge it. But based on who you are awkward around, they may also feel like that's awkward and be like, you just shouldn't have said anything. And now it's like a different angle of awkward. I cannot cringe you any more than I already have. In this episode, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you will be. And I hope my words made sentences.